Police are investigating this weekend's fatal car crash in Malibu, California, involving former Olympic athlete Bruce Jenner. A car ahead of Jenner's reportedly stopped abruptly. Several cars then collided. One driver was killed, several people injured. There were reports early on that the crash might have been caused by paparazzi following Jenner, but that's been discounted. Although paparazzi have been following him. Jenner has not addressed the issue, but there are those widespread reports that he is transitioning from male to female. This speculation, along with television series like Amazon's Transparent and Netflix's Orange is the New Black, have put a wider spotlight on the transgender community. But many people have already stepped into the light. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, reporter Joy Diaz of Austin, Texas, has this profile of that city's first transgender police officer and his wife.
Greg Abing loves to grill. He lines up some patties over the coals.
What's the secret to a great burger?
I have no idea. Joan reminds me, she's like, okay, now don't flatten it and don't poke it. Like, I don't necessarily try to burn them or make them dry.
Abing is also a police officer, the first transgender police officer in Austin, Texas. He joined the department 10 years ago after serving in the Army. Back then, Greg was a woman. Emily was her name. Emily Abing. But this summer, Emily decided to transition her appearance to that of a male.
Because even at 5 years old, I vividly remember asking my parents, why did God make me a girl? I used to pray at night as a kid that I'd wake up as a boy.
Throughout his transition, Greg says he has received love and support from those around him. And that's an anomaly. The latest study from the National Center for Transgender Equality found that 1 in 4 people in transition lose their jobs.
Emily at the time was my first real relationship.
That's Joan Hinkey. She and Greg got married 2 years ago in New York State, where same-sex marriage has been legal since 2011. It was a simple wedding.
It's pretty cool. Just family. Your side, not my side. My side doesn't really know too much. That part's hard.
Joan's the baby, the youngest of 7 kids. She grew up Catholic. So far, Joan has managed to live a very private adult life.
I wish I could tell them, and I wanted to tell, but I think they know when I think that's kind of the, I can see them pushing away when I want to say something. So I just kind of let it be.
Joan hides every piece of evidence that would hint to her parents that she's married to a woman who is now becoming a man. As the testosterone treatment has been kicking in, Greg has noticed some changes.
The biggest thing is I've noticed my voice getting deeper, some peach fuzz facial hair.
Although giddy about his new body, Greg's changes have been painful. He recently underwent a double mastectomy and chest reconstruction surgery. It's been emotionally hard for both he and Joan.
And I can't do anything about it because I'm fighting my own battles. But
Joan in particular is struggling with Greg's transition, in part because the lesbian identity she's never told her parents about is now gone.
It's a good thing I didn't, actually, because if I did, then I have to go back and say, well, surprise, I'm not that anymore. Now I am straight, I guess, in the sense.
The food is ready.
I didn't squish them. I didn't poke them. Picked out some good
burgers. Is that only one thumbs up? Or is that
two thumbs up?
It's better.
Few people in transition are as lucky as Greg and Joan. They both have good paying jobs and health insurance. The rates for unemployment, poverty, and homelessness among transgender people are much higher than those in the general population. Death seems to follow many who are in transition. About 41% of adults have attempted suicide. Some are murdered. Joan says it's been tough to let go of Emily, but Greg is the same person she fell in love with years ago, just in a different package. Joan wears a necklace engraved with their love promise.
I probably could read it out, but I don't remember word for word. Something about if I live to be 100. Go ahead.
If you live to be 100, I hope to live to be 100 minus a day, so I never have to live without you. Yep.
Greg's transformation from female to male will take between 2 and 5 years to complete, and he can't wait. He says he plans to go before a judge to become male legally, perhaps remarry Joan, this time in Texas, where marriage is recognized only as a union between a man and a woman, and they say they want to be able to go back to church as a couple without facing the stairs. They say they long to be reunited with their faith.
Just wish you could bring the love into it, you know, that's all.
For Here and Now, I'm Joy Diaz in Austin.